Tonight's shiur Simin Reishon on Beis Seif Dalet. Kosher Kotsatz. Whenever we make up with a non-Jew in advance, Erev Shabbos, to do a job, and we set the price for the job, Aval Pi Sheyas in Yehudi Melacha B'Shabbos, even though the non-Jew will decide to work on Shabbos, Mutar LeYisur L'Lbosh HaKli B'Shas Atzmo. The Yid is allowed to wear his garment. He brings his clothing to a cleaner, he brings his clothing to a tailor, and they set the price, and he's done on Shabbos. The non-Jew did the job, it's done on Shabbos. The Yid can wear it even on Shabbos. The Kol Shekatzatz, Adaita D'Nafshei, Ka'avad. Because once you set that price, and you don't tell him I need it on Shabbos, so then he does it when he does it. And he does it on his own choice, and he does it Friday night, and the Yid wants to wear it on Shabbos, not a problem. The Amos says, V'yesh Oysim L'Lavsho. Some say, no, you can't wear that garment. If you know that he worked on Shabbos, if he finished it on Friday, it's one thing. But if you know that he worked Friday night, you know he worked on Shabbos, so this opinion says you can't wear it. And even Motzei Shabbos, you cannot use it until enough time has elapsed, Motzei Shabbos, that he could have done the work then. This is how one should practice L'Chadchila. Unless he really needs this garment on Shabbos, in which case he can be lenient. The Be'er Halacha says, what does it mean you need it on Shabbos? Be'er Halacha says, that's the only thing he has for Shabbos. He has nothing else. That's all he's got. So it's got to be an extreme case of need. In that case, one can be lenient. But if there's room to assume it's possible he finished the work before Shabbos started, then there's no problem. He could wear it on Shabbos even if it's not the only thing he has to wear. Now this is only when the non-Jew delivers it to his house. But it's forbidden for the Yid to go to the non-Jew's house or store on Shabbos or Yontif to inquire, oh, is my stuff done? Okay, I'll pick it up now. That's not okay. The case is when the non-Jew who worked on it delivered it to the Yid's house. Now, this is only a concern when this is a beged, a garment, or any other item that he's doing for the Yid. But a non-Jew who makes shoes to sell. Mutar liyisrael hamakiro, it will be permitted for the Yid who knows this non-Jew, he could go on Shabbos, pick up a pair of shoes, and wear them. Provided they don't discuss anything about prices, they know each other well enough, he'll take care of it after Shabbos, no money is discussed, no fee is discussed, no price is discussed, that'll be okay. As long as you set the price Erev Shabbos, so then we say Tadaita Danafshe, Kol Shekotzas V'chulu, Uba'oifin Shlohoya Osib B'Hanasin. And again, this is discussing a case when it wasn't given to him in a prohibited fashion. Gam Kain Sha'ari HaPratim, that's all the conditions that we talked about before V'Chanal B'Sif Beis, back in Sif Beis, when we talked about setting the price. That means it left the Jew's house before Shabbos, it got there in all things. He never told him to work on Shabbos. All the other conditions are met. So then if the non-Jew works on his own and it's done on Shabbos, the Mechaber says that he can use it. Even though the non-Jew works on Shabbos, don't compare this to what we learn later on in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph in the Ramah. That if a non-Jew comes into a room and there's a Yid there and it's dark, so he lights the lamp for the Yid, even if they set a price, a fee for his work beforehand, that he'll take care of things on Shabbos and obey him. Also, you can't use that light. When a non-Jew does a malacha to benefit a Yid, the Yid cannot get benefit from that. He has to tell him don't do it, and if he does it, he can't use that light. So why isn't this the same? In our case, it's true. The Yid does benefit when he wears the garment from the work the Goy did on Shabbos. He's benefiting from the work that he did on Shabbos. But when the non-Jew did the work on Shabbos, who is he working for? He wasn't doing it for the Yid. He wasn't doing it to give the Jew benefit. He did it for his own benefit. He wanted to get the job done so he can go on vacation the next day and then do what he wanted to do instead of doing the work. So he was working of his own choice. That's very different than putting on a lamp for a yid, which is clearly only for the yid. There's nothing that the non-Jew got out of that. In our case, the non-Jew wants free time. He's got to do the job on his own time, whatever he wants. So he chooses to do it Friday night. That's for himself, not for the yid. Masha ain't kein hasam, as opposed to the case of the lamp. Halakasa b'Shabbos and Kadesh yishtamash bo yisrael lachshav. He lights the lamp on Shabbos so that the yid can use it right now. For the chein hasam, that's why it's forbidden. Well, if he's according to this, God b'nyanein, in our case as well, there could be a scenario. Ema yisrael amal ein yehudi, samacha chashecha. Let's say the yid would go over to the non-Jew close to nighttime. And he says to him, Madu lo gamarta malachti. Why haven't you finished my work yet? The Heshev Lo, so he says, Esezos, the Manchal B'Shabbos. I'll do it for you tonight. Enochinami. That feel that's a machaba also loves B'Shabbos. In this case, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that it'll be also for the Yid to wear it on Shabbos, Kamo Gabiner, like the case of the Licht. So when it's a Stamadite to the Nashik Ovid, that's the allowance. If he's doing it specifically just for the Yid to get benefit, it's awesome. So Kan Chav Ches, V'yesh Oysim V'chul. Now the Ramah says, others disagree. Even if the Adaita, the Nashik Ovid, you shouldn't be wearing it on Shabbos. Time of their logic is, the Osali Yisrael Lehenes, Memalocha, B'Shabbos, B'chol Gavni. A Jew cannot benefit from the work done by the non-Jew on Shabbos, no matter what. Because ultimately, he is doing it for the Yid. Yes, Adaita, the Nashik Ovid is of his own free choice. But who is he doing it for? He's doing it for the Yid. So that's enough to make it awesome. Sifkan Chavtes, Bechtei Sheyasa. So what should you do? You wait, the Yid waits on Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time it would take to do the work before he uses it. Kedei Shlo Yehena, Mimelech HaShabbos, in order not to get any benefit from the work done on Shabbos. Well, if he's according to this, Bishnei Yom, Tov, Mishal Goloyos, when you have 2 days of Yom Tov and Chol starts. Im Asa, Eni Yehudi Berishon, if the non-Jew did the work on first day Yom Tov, he'd be able to use it. The Yid could use it the second night of Yom Tov, after the amount of time has elapsed that it takes to do the work. Because if the first day was actually Yom Tov, Hashem Chol, then the next day, second night, Yom Tov is Chol. It's not Yom Tov. And if the first day was really Chol, it wasn't Yom Tov, and the second day is Yom Tov, but that's for sure good, because he did the work on Chol. So Yom Tov, it's not a problem. It makes no difference whether the non-Jew is doing it for him or the non-Jew is doing it for another Yid. Whereas El Yerabba says, no, if the non-Jew does it for a different Yid, it would be okay if they set the price in advance. Now, this won't work for Rosh Hashanah. This allowance is a 2 days Yom Tov Shagolius, where one day Chol, one day Kodesh, we don't know. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say that, so that would be a problem. But if there's a possibility the work was done on Friday, then everyone agrees you can wear it on Shabbos. There are those who are matir no matter what. And in this case, even those who weren't matir would agree. Let's say he was making shoes or fixing shoes. And it was done. Before Shabbos started, the repair was complete. But you know, when you bring your shoes, they often will polish it up, make it look nice. So that happened on Shabbos. The polishing and making it look nice was on Shabbos. The work was done before Shabbos. They polish it up on Shabbos. Shari, that's okay. He could have worn the shoes without the polishing on Shabbos. And we find this later on in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, and Sif Alf in the fourth Ramah. For Wadin Klei Pishton, similarly, if you had some linens, Shenasan and Yehudi Tachas HaMachbish B'Shabbos. So the non-Jew cleaned it before Shabbos. He pressed it on Shabbos. Shari Gam Kintas, that's Mutter. Because once it's laundered, you can wear it. It looks nicer when it's pressed. So that would be okay, because we say the Ikra Malacha was done before Shabbos start. Sivka Laman Aleph, Likach Kalim. The discussion here is, when the Yid brings his article of clothing to the non-Jew before Shabbos starts, and on Shabbos it's done, and the non-Jew delivers it back to the Yid. But the Yid cannot go and pick up his item from the non-Jew. Even if he knows for sure that the work was done before Shabbos started, or is done before Shabbos started, and even if he needs it for Shabbos, he cannot go to his place and pick it up. The reason is, what does it look like? The Yomu, everyone's going to say, that it was done on Shabbos, and the Yid knew about it, and told him to do it, and he did it based on the instruction of the Yid. They don't know it was done Erev Shabbos. So mainly he cannot go on Shabbos to pick his stuff up. Levush writes, even if the Yid goes to the non-Jew and doesn't carry it home, he'll get dressed, he'll put it on in the non-Jew's house or shop. God can't ask, it's still awesome times for the same reason. You can't be going in to the shop on Shabbos. The cause of Magravam writes, after it's possible, that it's also usher for the Yid to send a non-Jew to pick it up. The Uvdu L'Cholhu, it's considered Uvdu L'Chol. Here the Yid is not going himself, he'll make a shliach, he'll make a non-Jew, a shliach, go pick this up for me at that store. That's also now right now. There's no more sign. People see a non-Jew going to the non-Jew store. There's no more sign, but it's called an uvda dechel. It's like this is a weekday activity, not allowed. Sifkan la beis mi beis ha'uman to go to the store. The ein chilik bein yisrael and yehudi makes no difference if the store is run by a yid or a goy. You can't go to the store on Shabbos. Sifkan la megimel. I will any yehudi sha'oyse v'chulu. If a non-Jew makes shoes, he makes shoes to sell. So in that case, a Yid who needs a pair of shoes can stop by his friend, the non-Jew, and pick up a pair of shoes on Shabbos without discussing price. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the Adaita Tanashi or B'Shabbos, when the non-Jew is working on Shabbos on shoes, that's not because anyone told him to, that's his parnasa. He makes shoes. So that's of his own choice. Now we said before, you can't go and pick something up from the tailor and from the cleaners, so why can you pick it up from the shoe store? Severely, the Ha'amor holds, though Shaykh B'Zeh, that doesn't apply here. Afshu Ha'lechetzo, even though the Yid is going to the non-Jew's shop. Mishum Dekevan Shehakol Yoidim, because everybody knows, She'en Yehudi Rogelassos La'atzmo B'Shvul Mekach, that the non-Jew is constantly making shoes for himself because he wants to sell them. So that can be shown more sign. There's no more sign anymore. Shayom, that people might say, that the Yid instructed him to make the shoes or ordered the shoes in advance. There's no such more sign. Everyone knows he makes shoes. That's what he does. And therefore, we don't worry about the more sign, even though the Yid goes to the shop to pick it up. Magen Avram, Ushar HaBechonim, Cholko Al Devarv. Magen Avram and many other Achonim argue on this Ramah. Usfirlu, they hold. The Gambas are also Lelechetzlo. This is also usher to go to him. Veligach mimenu, and to pick up shoes, k'mo mishar umu, like you can't go to any other tradesman, whether it's a tailor or a cleaner. You can't do that. Elo acher shehevi lebeis Yisrael mutlov. So only if it was brought to the Yid's house, will say that it's mutter to wear it. The mistama Lavadai to the soul of it, because we assume he wasn't working for the Yid. Imhu ir shruba en mehudim, if it's a city that's mostly non-Jews. Koshakasim besimen tough kuf tesvav, like right in simen tough kuf tesvav. Achim en Yehudi hu chenvenisha eno uman, if the en Yehudi is a store owner, he's not a cobbler. He has a general store, merchandise store. Efshur de yesh lahakal, perhaps one could be lenient. In this case also, going to the shoe store, the cobbler, there are those who argue. But if the Ein Yehudi is a general merchandise seller, he's a chenvini, he's not an uman, so that there's more to be makel, and even then, others are mefakfek on that case as well. Sifkar lamedad, shalo yiktsos imo. As long as you don't discuss a price for the shoes, you can go pick up the merchandise on Shabbos, you can't discuss the price. He cannot mention an amount of money he's going to pay. Because if not, if you're going to start talking prices, then it's clearly buying and selling. Even if no money passes hands, he does not pay right now, it doesn't make a difference. Once you're discussing prices, so that would be a problem and that would not be allowed.